We've got breaking news here. A CDC researcher has been found dead. His body found in a river near Atlanta. His name was Cunningham, and he's an African-American researcher and epidemiologist. And he worked for the CDC, which is a corrupt, fraudulent, criminal front group for the vaccine industry. And I'll support that claim, by the way, here in this podcast. Thank you for joining me. This is big news. This is a big deal. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the publisher of vaccines.news as well as cdc.news, so you can check out those two websites for more updates on this. Look, we know the CDC is a corrupt criminal mafia front group. You might as well just call them the vaccine deep state. The CDC has been behind the DDoS cyber attacks on my website, Natural News. The CDC uses taxpayer money to fund propaganda insertions of pro-vaccine messages into comedian routines, into Netflix shows, into Marvel movies and TV shows, all kinds of stuff. The CDC, they are tied to a fraudulent science researcher named Paul Thorsen. And Thorsen is a fugitive from justice. He fled the country with millions of dollars in taxpayer money that was handed over to him by government operatives. The CDC continues to cite his fraudulent research, which claims that vaccine ingredients are safe. Thorsen is wanted. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., head of the World Mercury Project, has called for Thorsen to be arrested and extradited back to the United States to face felony charges. But of course, the U.S. government will not touch him. Why? Because the CDC is a military operation. Take a look at the CDC, the head, the top officials. Guess what? They're all wearing military outfits. They are military people. It is a military operation. It's not about public health. It's about bioweapons, and it's about pushing the vaccine front, and it's about covering up the truth. There was a CDC researcher named Dr. William Thompson, and I believe it was in 2014. He went public with a confession where he said that he was ordered to cover up the link between vaccines and autism. And boy, did they try to silence him, and to some extent, they did. He managed to get a statement public, but he was viciously threatened. And now, with the death of Cunningham, who was an epidemiologist, obviously working on infectious disease and their links to vaccines and immunization, the fact that he's found dead, given that vaccines are known to have an increased risk of autism in African-American boys, because that's what Dr. William Thompson found out. He's the CDC whistleblower. Now that Cunningham shows up dead after missing for 2 months, tells you a couple of things. Number one, somebody took him out. Who is that somebody? Well, it's the CDC. I mean, this is so obvious. The CDC took him out. He was probably going to blow the whistle. And secondly, they wanted to make sure that nobody would find his body. Why do you dump people in the river when you don't want their body to be found? So the CDC, which again is a corrupt criminal vaccine deep state mafia organization, run by criminals, by the way, who should be arrested. And this, an investigation of this death could lead to that. There's an off chance of that. We'll see. But these people will do anything to cover up the truth about vaccines being dangerous and vaccines killing children and vaccines causing neurological disorders and autism and maiming children all across America. The adverse effects of vaccines are unbelievable. And the vaccine industry is, I don't know if you call it the most evil industry in America. You might have to compare that to the pesticide companies like Monsanto, Syngenta, DuPont, and so on. But the vaccine industry is right up there in the running for the most evil status quo cartel in America. It's a medical cartel, and it's all protected by these criminals at the top of the CDC who are baby murderers, and it looks like they murdered Cunningham as well to shut him up. So my question is, what did Cunningham know? Well, we don't know what he knew. We just know he worked for the CDC and he was found dead, and his body was disposed of in a way to try to make sure it couldn't be found. But here's what's going to happen next. This is my prediction. And I'm recording this on the day that his death was reported, by the way. There's going to be an official autopsy, and it's going to tell the public that it was a suicide. Oh, it was a suicide. According to who? According to the CDC. Right. The very people who murdered this man are going to take over the autopsy, and they're going to push buttons and apply pressure and twist some arms and make sure it's ruled a suicide. And then the mainstream media will say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory that Cunningham was murdered. He committed suicide. Oh, really? He committed suicide and then, what, jumped into the river? He committed suicide and then wrapped chains around his feet with concrete blocks attached to them to sink to the bottom of the river? I mean, this is all ridiculous. You know how many holistic health practitioners have been murdered in the last 2 years? It's a huge number. Aaron Elizabeth has been covering that. And the number, it's approaching 100, I believe. Maybe it's over 100 at this point. Holistic health practitioners are being killed off. Anyone who threatens the medical monopoly of the vaccine deep state is dispatched. They are silenced in the same way that YouTube terminated my entire channel. That was no doubt related to the CDC. No doubt. The CDC orders companies what to do. The CDC orders media companies to blacklist entire stories. We saw that in 2014 with the Dr. William Thompson CDC whistleblower story. The CDC is the vaccine deep state. So watch for it. It's going to be ruled a suicide. And the truth may never come out about this, but the body bags are starting to stack up. Sooner or later, the CDC is going to go down. It might take a decade, but it might be next month. We need more CDC whistleblowers. We need people to have the courage to tell the truth, and yet, look what happens. They might end up dead in the bottom of a river as well, because it sends a message to other would-be whistleblowers. If you talk, the CDC is going to have you killed. Not just ruin your career, not just ruin your retirement, your pension, your reputation, have you banned from all science anywhere involving the government or any university, they're going to kill you. And they're going to dispose of your body and hope you're never found. That's the CDC. Hey, if they're willing to kill children with their vaccines, you think they're not willing to kill their own researchers who are maybe threatening to blow the whistle? Of course they are. These people are demonic in terms of the scale of the evil that is seething and coursing through their dirty, dark veins. These CDC officials are hell on earth. And they enjoy murdering and maiming little children and making them autistic, sapping away their lives, sapping their presence, their consciousness, their intelligence. They love harming little children. For them, murdering a scientist is nothing. They do that kind of thing every day through vaccines. They do worse every day through vaccines, and they love it. And they cash big paychecks, and they go work for pharmaceutical companies. Former head of the CDC, Dr. Julie Gerberding, is head of Merck's Global Vaccine Division. Huh, what a coincidence. The CDC is evil, pure evil. Check out my website for more on this, cdc.news. I've also got vaccines.news, so check them both out. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And yeah, I'm watching my back. I'm armed all the time. I carry concealed. And I'm trained in firearms. If they come after me, they're going to have to work hard at it. So I'm taking steps, and I thank you for your prayers and blessings. We're living in dangerous times. The CDC is a dangerous death cult, vaccine front, a deep state organization, and they've got to be brought down. So we'll see what happens. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.